we just went to the Ultimate Seminar panel. It was free, and we just got advice from all these industry professionals, specifically the music industry. And you could really tell that these people were there to help us as students kind of emerge into the industry that's ever evolving. You know, they were giving us advice, and they actually took some time to talk to Smoke Radio about advice they would give to radio students, first of all, and music students. So, Charlie, what do you think about the radio industry and blogs that we have, especially ours?
I think it is really kind of interesting because obviously bigger stations only play artists for the money, whereas student stations are playing artists and reviewing tracks because they're good and like helping up and coming artists. And so we're not commercial stations. And I think that is best things about student stations, because we don't have to worry about playing a certain quota and, oh dear, like if we do this, we won't get this money from this PR person. And we do have more free rein over what we play.
I think I would agree with that, but I would also add the fact that we are the next generation. So we, through SoundCloud, YouTube, or even MySpace sometimes, we dig through the depths of those sites, those social media sites, and we find what we think is going to be popular. And I think through our blogs, we're able to push and platform these emerging artists. And I think Raleigh Ridge had it right on the dot.
Hype Machine is a big thing for like consideration on radio and on other platforms. And because Hype Machine is cumulative, he needs as many blogs as possible. They have to be like verified. The bigger blogs tend to be the ones that you go after. And those ones I often find will just kind of write out the press release of what they're doing, because it comes from your publicist quite often. Whereas the smaller blogs, from a personal point of view, I really like reading like a write-up. It's really nice because like, it has like the spirit of like music journalism, and then that's really invaluable and really cool for artists to read.
We spoke to Simon on the street, and basically he gave advice for industry professionals rather than us, saying that these industry professionals need to listen and hear the fact that, okay, you have BBC Radio and Capital, but these people, like you said, Charlie, are being paid to play all this music when professionals should rather be focusing on sending music to head of music of the stations around the UK or to gain that traction, because if they want to platform these artists, they have to reach out to our generation, the people who will be listening to them.
I think in the UK we have the BBC and all those local radio stations. Okay. There's a lot of controversy about how new artists find new audiences, and you know, people ought to look a lot more at student radio, and in fact people will try anything to any way to get new music out to people. I think it's good for new music, maybe not such a establishment thing.
And I think this panel kind of showed that they do want to put in the effort, because I mean, Fraser T. Smith, one of like a huge like writer and everything, he'd come straight from Heathrow. Like he'd been in LA working with, I think he said Aloe Black, and he'd come straight from there to do this panel. And like, you think that some industry people would be like, yeah, no, I'm not dealing with that flight and then going and talking to all these kids. Whereas they obviously do care enough to do it. Like, they are interested in working with us.
And I think that's a good point. The dedication that everyone puts into this industry is amazing, and that kind of segues into what Johnny, Snake Hips' manager, tells us.
I think you just gotta hustle. Like, there's no real blueprint to music management. Like, I didn't study music management at school. Like, I was doing an art degree. Like, I just knew what I wanted and I just went for it. And you know, it's about being in the right place at the right time and just meeting as many, you know, people as you can, really, because you never know quite where that opportunity is gonna come from.
It's people's dedication that will make or break how well they do in the music industry.